Women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before. They'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, and lead infantry soldiers into combat.
Allowed in combat? What do you think I was doing over there? I wasn't playing Legos. I was in a war zone.
I was always attached to infantry and armor.
I was a power generator mechanic.
I'm a veteran, 11 years military police. The stuff that we do for veterans in the United States sucks.
That's from the trailer for a new documentary that premieres on PBS on Monday called Served Like a Girl. It follows several female veterans as they compete in the Miss Veteran America competition. Lisa Hesloff is the film's director, and she joins me. And Lisa, first off, what prompted you to make this documentary?
I was having lunch with a friend of mine who's a journalist who had spent a lot of time in Afghanistan and Iraq, and she had written this wonderful book called Ashley's War. And she said to me, did you know that there was a Miss Veteran America competition? And that was it. You know, my alarm bells went off, and I thought that that would be a sort of wonderful way to tell the stories of these female warriors that raised their right hand and offered to die for our country. And I spent the next few months sort of earning their trust. And then, you know, I embedded with them and shot footage for the next 2.5 years.
So what exactly is the Miss Veteran America competition?
Miss Veteran America was founded by an amazing woman by the name of Major Jaspin Booth. At the time, Jazz had served our country for 10 years. She was getting ready to deploy. She was not feeling well. Sort of around the same time, she lost everything she owned in Hurricane Katrina. Then she went to the doctor and was diagnosed with cancer. And she was promptly discharged into the streets, and a few months later was on welfare, food stamps, and became homeless. And she turned her adversity into action, and she founded Final Salute and the Miss Veteran America competition, which is, to me, sort of the badass version of Miss America and Miss USA. And the contestants do have a competition, which happens once a year, but their main goal is to raise awareness and advocate for their sisters in arms who are suffering.
What are some of the different kinds of challenges that women in the military face compared to their male counterparts?
Well, I think when women join the military and go to boot camp, their drill sergeant doesn't say, you know, welcome to boot camp, ladies, I'm going to make a woman out of you. You know, they're not allowed to wear fingernail polish, color their hair, have sex while deployed. They sometimes have to leave their families. They sometimes have to leave their children while they're still breastfeeding and don't reintegrate and see their children for a couple of years. They serve on the front lines just like their male counterparts, and they come back with PTSD, and they suffer from military sexual trauma, and a lot of times they feel alone, and they feel shame, and they have a very difficult time transitioning back into society, and they're afraid to ask for help because they're afraid that they will look weak, and consequently, sometimes, sadly, that leads to alcoholism and drugs, in many cases, homelessness.
Did you get the sense that female soldiers are maybe less likely to acknowledge that maybe they have PTSD or need help? I mean, we hear stories about male soldiers who feel the same way, that they worry about seeming weak or letting the rest of their fellow soldiers down in some way. And so they are maybe loath to seek mental health help or anything like that. And many of the same problems, you know, alcoholism, homelessness, suicide, those kinds of things often we hear about in men as well. Is it a different maybe kind of problem among female veterans?
I mean, I think it's the same, but I do feel that women, you know, I think that they're also afraid of being looked upon as weak if they ask for help because they're women. And I think they're afraid to be judged as women because they have the same problems. And so consequently, they don't talk about it. And I think what's so wonderful about the Miss Veteran America competition is these women come together and they realize that they're not alone, that there are other sisters in arms who've had the same experiences that they have. And it allows them to not only talk about certain things that happened to them while they were serving, but allows them to form friendships and bond and heal with other women. From what I've seen in the last year since we premiered the film at South by Southwest is these aren't just problems that women in the military suffer from. These are problems that women suffer from in terms of child custody issues, alcoholism, drug addiction, shame, wanting to feel beautiful, afraid to feel beautiful and be strong at the same time. And so I think that that's why so many men and women related to the film, because it's a world issue.
Was there a feeling that these women felt that they could make things better for maybe the next generation of women to follow them in the military?
I think that was always their reason for participating in the documentary. I mean, the one thing that they said to me is, you know, we will open our souls, we will bear our souls, we will be honest and transparent, we will share with you the good, the bad, and the ugly. The only thing that we ask you to do is to not portray us as victims, because we aren't victims. We are not damsels in distress. We are warriors. And I think we did that in the film.
Lisa Heslov is the director of the new PBS documentary, Served Like a Girl. Lisa, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.